6 minutes left. Terry slips. What a chance for Arsenal to reclaim the lead. Robin van Persie, all on his own. Top class. Arsenal in front again. A second for van Persie. And John Terry's afternoon, which was going so well in the closing moments of the first half, is now in tatters towards the end of the second.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of the FPL Vibes podcast, brought to you by SoccerWarriors.net. So today we have in the studio, as usual, Two Cents. What vibes, Two Cents?
Everything cool. What's good, man?
Just cool. And we have a special guest today, founder of the world famous Andre Samuel League, Andre Samuel himself. What vibes, Andre?
Hey, what's up, man? What's up? Glad to be here.
So, Andre, yeah, so, you know, good to have you on the pod. You know, founder of the Andre Samuel League. How long that league around, boy?
That league, we started that in 2006. I came Premier League, Fantasy League thing by accident. Just checking up on PremierLeague.com and I click to into our next click, that turned into our next click, and when I see, when I catch myself, I have 100 million and I pick in 15 players, you know? So, I just started a little league. I didn't know what to call it, so I just called it that for the while. A couple of brethren come on board, men like Cohen, his side was Maniacs, Craig Samuel, I think that's Junior Sam, Tony Forum, and a couple other guys. So that about probably about 6 to 8 of us in the first season.
Right.
And then it just grew and grew. I introduced it to the SoccerWarriors.net and men like Sean, and, you know, it just grew from strength to strength.
Right. I mean, I think I played the game for about 4 years and I just kind of passed it. I think actually seeing the Andre Samuel League is what make me get into the game itself, you know?
Yeah.
How long you are around in that, Two Cents?
The Andre Samuel League?
Yeah.
I think this is like my 5th year. Yet to be out of the top 10 too, so. Let's see if I can keep it up this year.
But who is somebody regulars throughout the years, like, you know, in the league?
Spence is one of them. That's a familiar name. You have my boy Touches, you know, Damien is always be a ranker there. You have Juma, that's JDB. You have one of my partners, Elon Cooper. He's a top ranker. He's a serious man when it comes to things like this. He's a science team.
Yeah.
You know? And a couple other men, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, I just see the names.
I know they have, Bisowa is one of them. I know they have Elon Cooper.
Correct.
I know my boy, Kevin Casimir. He's doing good this season, but you always are wrong, you know?
One of the few women who actually have a serious, vivid interest in the fantasy league. Well, she and Touches have their own little personal, you know.
Yes, we're actually supposed to link up with the pod too, so we're looking forward to that going ahead in the season, you know.
Definitely, man, definitely. Renee is somebody you could take it for granted, but she really good at the game, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
No, but as I say, it's something that we stumble upon, and it actually kind of take it heightened the interest in the Premier League 1,000. You know, a lot of players that you would never know about, you're kind of paying attention to. Teams that you're not considering. You know what I mean? Like, kind of open your eyes in terms of facts and trends and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
And as a matter of fact, I think this league is actually be ranked pretty highly in terms of leagues in the whole game. Like, I think last year was like top 100, one of the top 100 leagues in the whole game. So,
The highest league ever reached 82, you know. It was number 82 in the world. In terms of popularity in Trinidad, it is the most popular league in the world, but this boy league, Hyperpower League, closing in fast, because I mean, a whole radio show to push
the league. But you have 170 people in the league tonight, actually.
You know, so as it stands now, it is the most popular league in Trinidad so far. It's a league that real men who just want to get an ASL title, if you know what I mean.
Right. But I know, you know, as you're talking here, sir, title as men is beginning your talk, because I don't believe you ever win your own league, you know?
Well, it's not a matter of winning the league for me, you know, but having a good, you know?
A good host.
Yeah. The best I ever played was in the first year for me, first about second, and then the other about 6 of us. But as the league grows, I always try. To me, the prestige is in the top 50. That's the thing. My personal thing is the top 50 is the men who have the weight in the league. Because it is, as I say, it is a tough league.
Yeah, competitive.
And so, being in the top 50. So this year, I'm watching to see who making a move and who make. And I decided to make my move now. I was in the 70s all the time, but now I move up to 24th now. Van Persie, I ride his back a little bit, but don't worry, man. Cream rising slowly to the top.
Cool scene, man. Cool scene. So we talk about this game week, go 100. I mean, obviously this week, I kind of like to skip over this part at the Potter. You know, being a Chelsea fan. I know you're a Chelsea fan too, Andre.
Yeah.
I think that 5-3 was the highlight.
Well, Fantasy League have a way of kind of messing up your values a little bit, because, I mean, I was vexed with that loss, but it had a shining light for me in terms of Fantasy League where I had Van Persie. So, it was kind of like, Van Persie, what you could do with that boy, but at least I get some points to move up in the league. But it was a kind of shambolic performance. I mean, it's unheard of for us to lead at 2-1 halftime and cough up four goals in the second. I really don't know what went
on. If I had money to bet, I would never put that on Van Persie scores a hat trick away to Chelsea, you know?
Exactly.
What's your views on that game there, too, sir?
Well, I mean, I expected Arsenal to score. I didn't expect 5, but I mean, Chelsea didn't really keep clean sheets this season, so I expected some Arsenal goal, a goal or two. At the same time, I want to just switch away from that for 1 second. Last week when Man U get licks, you play all kind of music. Nothing when I'm this one Man U. I ain't hear no Arsenal highlights this week.
Yeah.
I feel like score line, you know. I mean, 5-3 is like a, you know, like a tennis match back and forth. But I mean, 6-1 kind of. I mean, 5-3 won't warrant no music. 6-1.
All right. But Man U cover all your draw against Genk the week before. You only lose to QPR, so. Something
needs to go on. It's a minor blip, man.
Yeah, worried about it because you see, we played against 11 men. It was 9 against 11 away from home, and we still dominated the game. We could have come away with a point. Secondly, against Genk, we played a weakened side, and it was like a second 11. We were supposed to beat them, but we missed a penalty. We missed some chances. Lampard missed from 3 yards out.
Yeah.
I mean, these things happen in football, so we are worried. Study the six.
All right. What about the overall view of the season for Chelsea? What are you seeing happening for the season? Because they're already 9 behind Man City.
I'm going to be honest. I don't feel anybody catching that Man City side. That Man City side real strong. So I think the Man City side
kind
of would hold.
For me, Man City looking good now, but you see at the business end of the season, that is when we go no, because they go have, if they go forward in Champions League and they have that to deal with, and then they have the league to deal with, you know, sometimes the experience size to show something, like, you know, that's why Man U strength is, they know how to manage that, and Man City kind of new to that. So, I mean, they're looking real good now, but I still think Chelsea at the top 3 at the very, very least, you know.
In terms of squad depth, that Man City side have depth, eh?
Yeah.
So, that is the key. That will be the key. Yes, experience is one thing. But, man, you have the experience, but they have the experience in the technical staff. But on the field itself, Ferdinand looking horrible. Vidic still prone to making mistakes. Cleverley is somebody who depending on, he's new. Young is new to the system. Jones is new to the system. Chicharito still a new player. Man, you just have Rooney. Giggs get good coming on age. Valencia now coming back. You know, so yes, you come to the experience and the Man U players, but
wow,
I mean,
for Chelsea fan, you know plenty about my team, boy.
I mean, I don't watch my rival, but I know my squad. I had a normal squad. So if you experience, the Chelsea team is the most experienced team in the league, and that accounted for nothing else.
So let me ask you 2 cents. Who you feel coming on top in the league then?
Right, as a Man U fan, not just because I'm a Man U fan, but I still think they'll finish on top just for the fact they play everybody already. They play Man City, they play Chelsea, they play Arsenal, they play Liverpool, they face all the hard teams already. Those other guys still have to meet up in the upcoming weeks. I know Man City had to play, I think Chelsea to come, Arsenal to come, Liverpool to come. So I think they might drop some points on Man U, could catch up.
Right. So in terms of fantasy, how all the, we didn't really touch on how Wisa is doing. I mean, for me, I was, after I see Van Persie score that hat trick, I just wanted to give up on the game, to be honest. I know man was running ahead with that after, but I didn't do too bad. I come up with about 54 points. But what all the,
I had 45. I didn't do too good. My worst fears came true in the fact that Van der Vaart scored. I was really hoping that he didn't do anything this week. And I know a lot of people had Captain Van der Vaart now on my team, so I was worried about that. And so said, so done, he came and scored. He got a 3 bonus. So I didn't do too much. I think I was like 75th and I moved up to like 72nd. So more or less in the same place.
I think that was that is the only thing that saved me, because I actually sold Bale to get Van der Vaart. And Bale come and score 2 goals after I mining the man for a good 3-4 weeks, you know. So that just added to the soreness. But what about you, Andre?
Now, well, things looking up for me, because I was one of the few people who actually buy Van Persie when he in the middle of this green patch in here. As I buy him, he score double. My heart jump out of my chest when I see him on the bench when I had him as my captain last week again, but he came on, he scored double. And again, this week, I had him as my captain, but last minute, I take some chain up from Fergie. How Fergie say, Rooney going to explode against Everton. I take that chain up and put Rooney as my captain, and I should have leave Van Persie, because he's got a hat-trick now. So I'm moving up in the league. I got about 60 points this week, and I'm up to 24th. So maybe this year I win my league.
Nice, man. So, looking ahead to this next week coming up, we're going to do the normal run. And the first thing we're going to look at is captain picks. So, who you like working at the games this week? Let me start with 2 cents.
I would definitely say, as the man just talked about Van Persie, home to West Brom, that looked like sure points to me. He was rested in the Champions League this week. He only came on at the end of the game against Marseille. So, I think he's looking for some more goals.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about you, Andre?
For me, boy, I'm going against the tide with this one, man. I Suarez. Suarez, every game, Suarez looking like he could score 3, 4, 5 goals in it. So I'm watching him. I see the playing Swansea. Another pass inside. So who knows? The defense might open up and Suarez could be in among the goals.
All right. Well, I think they have two strong captain picks there for me. Let's go a little bit against, I would say, Rooney. First home game since that 6-1 we talked about, they had to have a point to prove, and, I'm looking for them to come and come with a response. So, I would say Rooney for captain this week is a good look too. What about a cheap pick for this week, Andre?
Well, for me, I agree with Caballero, that Newcastle midfielder. A lot of people don't know about him, but he just won the French title. He's a starter for the French team, and he's only 6.0, so I don't know who priced him at only 6.0, but he's the heart of that since Barton gone, and I think Roland gone, Caballé running Newcastle midfield. So, I think he's a nice little cheap pick.
Alright. For me, I watching him. I'm going back with Bannon this week. He had a little ban there. He coming off the ban, and he home to Aston Villa, home to Norwich. So I think he can eat good for a goal or at least an assist this weekend. What about you, Darrell?
I'm looking at Taylor from Newcastle in the defense. He playing out of the position at the left back, but he taking free kicks. And I think they might be able to hold Everton to a clean sheet as well. And he on set pieces, so he always looked like he could make some points.
Yeah, well, believe in that Newcastle, boy. They're looking good with that win over Stoke too, huh?
Definitely.
For real, definitely, yeah, man.
Alright, and so who are what teams are you looking for clean sheets this week?
I and the man new bandwagon this week. Home to Sunderland, they need responses, and the schedule definitely working with them in terms of Champions League. They have, I don't even know how to pronounce the team name from Romania. They playing against Sunderland. They have a good run where they should try and, show everybody that they still have it. And I think it's time to like lock down, man. Pull some clean sheets, 3-4 clean sheets in a row. I think Sir Alex, the main thing you need to do is pick one lineup and stick to it instead of chopping and changing every week. It has really hurt me every week when I see Johnny Evans in his starting lineup, you know. So I'm looking for things to turn around for Manu right now.
Alright. What you, Andre?
For the clean sheet, to me this one kinda obvious to me, eh? Man City against QPR. I mean, nice shock and cheese there. If QPR get 2 shots on goal, I will be surprised. So that's our obvious clean sheet right there. Even with
no cup away.
It doesn't matter if they're away or home. Not the golf. Look, Queen's Park Rangers was at home against Chelsea. Chelsea played 9 men, and QPR still barely get out of the house.
So even without
what's that?
Even without
company suspended.
Yeah, well, Man City is aside with squad depth, you know what I mean? So they have Kolo Touré to come off the bench to replace, and he ain't no ordinary defender. And you have this young boy Savage, who a lot of people who don't know about him, but he's an extremely, extremely good defender. He will walk into almost any other Premier League side. So they have that. So I ain't worried about Man City. Man City have it real easy against this kid that we get.
Alright, well, for clean sheets, I will go with Liverpool. They're home to Swansea, and Swansea, while they're a good team, they're really not been gaining amongst the goals in away games. And Liverpool, pretty strong defensively. So, I think that's a strong option for clean sheet this week. And in terms of the games, where we look at for goals this week, I mean, let me start with Andre. What fixture jumping out at you?
Well, the fixture that jumped out at me is this Chelsea-Blackburn thing, boy. For 2 reasons. One, I think Chelsea drew some goals. They have a little bad run, but I think they're going to try to explode against this Blackburn side. And Blackburn involved in a lot of high-scoring games. You know, they drew 3 all the other day with Norwich. They play a 4-3 with Arsenal. They had a 2-all, I think. So Chelsea prone to conceding goals. And Blackburn is the same. And Blackburn's scoring. So, I mean, I think this could be a 4-2 or even a 5-2 in 5-3 in Chelsea.
All right, all right.
Just one question I want to ask. Where do you think the Chelsea goal is going to come from? Because I don't see anybody besides like Sturridge really scoring consistently right now.
Well, I listened to your silent attack on Torres there. But Torres don't matter what he's doing. I mean, personally, I don't think the man fit into the Chelsea system well. But, I mean, I think the more Mata is involved with the play, is the more he actually will kind of come into his own. Because the man did have some very, very good games. That game against Manu, I mean, put that miss aside, and Torres had a very good game, you know? So, I mean, I think Torres could score, Sturridge could score, we have Mata, Anelka could. I ain't scared.
That's the only thing. I think we don't really have the consistency up top and in the back too. So if it was like Torres is nailed on every game, getting a good run, I think he could kind of catch himself. But you know, he had the suspension, then you have Drogba, sometimes you have Anelka, sometimes you have, you know, what's the story? I mean,
yeah, I just talking about right now, you know, at this moment, because like nobody really informed besides Sturridge at present.
Well. Torres was on a little bit of form before he got the card, you know, before he got that red card. I mean, he scored in back-to-back games, he had a little card. He went in Europe, he scored a double, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, I mean, the man coming into form, and he had a horrible game yesterday, but
yeah.
I don't know, boy.
Against Highland. Highland knock him down. But in terms of goals, I mean, who you like, what game jumping out at you, Darren?
I would definitely have to say the Arsenal game. Arsenal against West Brom.
I
was surprised Liverpool only scored 2. I think in the form Van Persie and right now, Arsenal could score about 4.
But you think it? I should ask the question though. What about any chance that Van Persie might get a rest? I mean,
he rests in Champions League against Marseille, as I said previously. So
okay.
I put on him kind of late, and I saw him on the field around the 70 something minutes. But is it that he played from the start?
No, he came on in like the
60th
minute.
Oh, okay, but then he played from the start weekend, man. Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, looking at the Manu game, I talk about Rooney captain. Manu home to Sunderland. You know, I looking at that game for goals as well. You know, Man U kind of need to put in a performance. They didn't, you know, it was a kind of tight game. They was on the ropes against Everton the last game out, and you know, they had to show that they're still in business. So, lastly, in terms of the size that we want to look at for fixtures going forward,
I wouldn't say much. I already kind of answered this question previously. As I say, Man U, you play all the big teams already, and right now they have a nice run coming up. The only question I would say with Man U is, even though they have a nice run coming, is which player you will buy. I mean, because at the same time, nobody really in form right now. Rooney not in much form, Nani not in much form, so I guess who you're going to buy? Maybe Chicharito, because he starts scoring. Maybe like Phil Jones in the back, because, you know, Rio not guaranteed games right now. And plus Smalling also. Phil Jones, even if you don't play in the middle, he might play in the right back.
Yeah.
So they don't really have... The thing is, they have nice games, but it's which player you would buy. If you would gamble on Rooney out of form. He in my team right now, so I gambling, obviously. But
yeah,
which Man U player you will get. But Man U definitely have a nice schedule coming up.
Right. But you, Andre...
It really is Arsenal. Hands down. Arsenal next four games are West Brom, Norwich, Fulham, and Wigan. And if Arsenal do pick up at least 10 points, so, and the worst I would give them is three victories in a row. So they're going to beat three of these teams, at least. The Fulham game might be a tough one. I think it's Fulham away.
Yeah.
I mean, and the form for the season and the team Norwich starting to gel and things. For these next four games, Arsenal is a nice little train to ride.
Alright. Well, I mean, the only thing, I agree with those both fixtures. I think Spurs have some decent fixtures through and they're coming into form. You know, they have they don't really have any big teams to deal with, and you know, they should come through that pretty unscathed too. So just to wrap up, you know, Andre, just wanna thank you coming through and blessing up the podcast.
No problem.
And Two Cents, as always, big up.
Yeah, man, I just wanna tell Andre, you know, you're welcome for my propping up the league ranking. You're welcome.
No scene, man, anytime, man, brother.
Yeah. And Andre, you know, I know you ain't really seen Money Radar now, but you know, by Christmas, so I feel if I ain't right behind you, I might pass you. So watch your nut, you know.
I guarantee. I'm going on air.
Wow.
Coming? All you're passing me.
Wow.
I'm looking at the table, I'm seeing you, and let me just check, let's confirm. I see Two Cents in 72nd place. Kumar in 77th place. So all you have each other for company, man. All you need me in that kind of party. That's a great party.
I'm on my track record and just threw it in his shoulder.
You understand?
Never outside the top 10 and 1. Never.
Records and rules are meant to be broken and over. Don't worry, that's first time for everything.
All right, fellas.
Come on.
So, big up.
Yeah, nice vibes, man.
All right. Yeah.